back to the KFA Leadership Show. Today here with me is Siegfried Andersen, which is the CEO of KFA Andersen Leadership. And today we're going to be speaking about the leadership. So, Siegfried, what is a leadership?
A leadership in the short version is that you practice and you have an elite practice practicing leadership. But there's much more into that, and I learned over the years that the best companies are the companies where the top executive team, I call them a team of teams, are practicing what I call elite leadership. Leadership in a very elite way, and practicing also management in an elite way. So that's the way to do it. So that's in a very short run what a leadership is all about. The word leadership I have engineered by two words, elite and leadership. That's very simple. I registered that many years ago, but each and everyone is allowed to use that as much as they can, so no problem. As long as it's not a commercial thing, I'll not go after them. But after that, I will, definitely. So a leadership is something very special. And the reason why I did that was one very clear reason for me, and that was that the young generation, I call them the digital generation that grows up right now, is not in no way impressed by what people in my generation and their granddad's generation they did for the world. They want a change, and I want it fast, and I want it now, and not next year, but exactly now, as soon as possible. For that reason, I made a concept about what leadership is all about. It's not just a prolonging of leadership, because it's a completely different thing. It's more humanized than we have ever seen in the world before, and it has to be relevant for humans. Otherwise, the next generation will not work with that. This idea about making a lot of money in a very short run, running for fast money and fast everything here in this world, will not work for a leadership. A leadership is something that few companies in the world actually practice every day. The most successful one, less than 20%, maybe even below that. I usually say it's only 4%, but I had to be careful here because there's a lot of companies that I don't know, but I definitely know a few of them who have been very, very successful over the years. And we're not just talking about successful in the short run, we're talking about successful in the long run. And the long run in that perspective here is maybe 10, 15 years, and the leaders in that company have spent a lot of years on practicing this and make it a concept without really knowing what they're doing. So when I now talk about a leadership, I talk about my observations, talking to more than 20,000 people over the last 30 years, and try to figure out what are they actually doing when they practice the elite part of leadership. And that is what leadership in a short version is all about. So, yeah, that's it. There's much more into that, but we can come back to that later.
Okay. So how would you recommend people to sort of bring this leadership forward and how they can practice it in their own careers?
First and foremost, it's all about being a good human being, and that's the reason why I call it a humanized way of looking at leadership. Also because I learned in the past years that the way that I actually practice leadership in many companies is just creating fear, and I'm completely against that. A leadership is to create joy and well-being in company. So having a company spirit that is joyful is what a leadership is all about. It has to be a joy to go to work. It definitely also has to be a joyful working on what you're doing. I mean, I'm not talking about something that the next generation don't like. I talk only about things that will take this world forward. We have to come in mind that the digital generation have the biggest chance among all chances and that any generation I've ever seen. Prediction tells me from the UN that in 2050 there will be 10 billion people in the world. That is 3 billion more than it is right now, and that will last less than 30 years to be able to do that. And this will demand so much from the next generation about how to run things right and don't make all these stupid mistakes that the last generations have done and practice. And we have to do that in a completely different way. The concept I'm talking about is first and foremost to have what I call a unifying mission. So what is a unifying mission? To have a joyful work and go have a joyful life and working for well-being. I mean, this is what I call a unifying mission statement. And if we can agree on that, I definitely think that each and everyone can, then this is what we are aiming at. The point is here, or the difficulties, challenges here, that a unifying mission that goes shaping and creating joy and well-being for everyone is something that all of us can agree in very hearty, but the point is how to make it work in practice. And make it work in practice, and what I call the leadership, in leadership, here, when we talk about this, we have to make sure that we get things right, and that means we have to talk about a business life that is completely humanized in compared to what we have done in the past. I not necessarily feel that, or have the opinion that it was bad in the past, because that was not, you can't talk about that in retrospective, because humans, they are, as they have always been also in the past, and the generations before us also had their problems and challenges to overcome. But the next generation, they have to make what I call business in a more humanized way, and people who are working in a company has to have what I call a humanized life. And what does that demand from people, humans in the future, is what I call an extreme devotion and self-discipline. These about young people running around in the street and behave like animals, this has to stop. The elder generation will not be able to stop that. We have to see a next generation that comes up with an extreme devotion to making a difference here in this world, and not only a difference for themselves, but a difference for everyone else. And that's a part of your leadership. You never work for yourself, you always work for others. And this, what I call inclusiveness, is a very big part of leadership in the future. So you, each and everyone, becomes more inclusive. Otherwise, we can't get that humanized business life that we are extremely going for. So self-discipline in this sense is that you make restrictions for yourself that actually helps you forward. I look at people's life as a funnel that goes more and more narrow. The scope is the funnel in the beginning, but it actually becomes more and more narrow. You have done that many times before. If you look at your childhood, you know, each and everyone would like to have be a fire car manager in the beginning. Then you change that to be a police officer. You probably change that one more time to go into what I call a fighter jet pilot. But before you turned 12, this was all of that was narrowed down to that was a little bit unrealistic and literally not what you wanted, and so on and so forth. That's actually why I call self-discipline. You actually learn to restrict yourself to go forward in a certain way. This is about what you then would like to do when you are in your teenagers. It's also important here, because you start looking at a lot of opportunities, but these opportunities take you in a certain direction. If you really want to live that direction, you need self-discipline. Otherwise, you go out on a sidetrack and find yourself 10 years later on a place you never imagined ending up with, but that just happened. I call that impulse-driven instead of being intention-driven. And intention-driven, in this sense here, is what creates a self-discipline. So that's it. If you a lot of words about a little topic called leadership.
Okay, so leadership is simply when you always seek the joy in it, and yeah, that's what makes you elite in the topic of leadership.
Yeah, but it also has to be relevant for humans.
Yes.
I mean, it's not relevant for some special humans, not the upper class, the middle class, or the underclass. But the point is, we're working for all humans, and we have to do it as much as good as we can, being role models for them who can't do it. Because there's a lot of people who can't make it in the first generation. It'll take a lot of generations to do this. I mean, just look 400 years back here in Europe, we had the Middle Ages. When you were in the Middle Ages, you were not able to see where we will end today. And we will still see the same thing 400 years from now, 100 years from now, 50 years from now, even 30 years from now. You can't imagine how the world looks like. But if you don't have the right attitude now and take all the decisions necessary to get in that direction, we will still not be there in 30 years.
Okay. So how did you, this leadership start? Where did you get this principle and this idea of the elite?
The elite leadership, the practice of leadership and make this in an elite way. I looked at that when I actually was a little bit, annoyed by that leaders, when they get promoted, didn't have that as a purpose for their skill as a leader or their job as a leader, that they shouldn't be elitist. And I think that this was a little bit stupid. Also because I learned over the years that many people, I'm not talking about more than 95% of all people, they don't aim at something like this. I'm not talking about that you should be like Jesus Christ. That's not my point. My point is not that I don't want a lot more loving world. Yes, I definitely do. But how to get there? There's only one way to get there. That is that all each and every one of us is more joyful. So if each and every one of us is more joyful, I mean, you can't kill people when you are joyful. I mean, it's only when you feel miserable that you'll try to kill someone else. And the reason why this is so important is to train people, kids, humans, to be more joyful. That's the only way we can get rid of all these wars. It has nothing to do with loving each other and more inclusion and all that stuff. I don't believe in that. But if each and every one of us can be more joyful, that'll definitely help the world, even in 30 years. And if we don't learn in 30 years, we'll still have a war in 30 years. And I can also tell you who it will be, because the population in Europe will go backwards in these 30 years, as it already did in Japan. We can see now that the Japanese population actually goes backwards. Very interesting. The population that will explode in this world will be the Indians and the Chinese and the Africans. South American will also be there. That's huge population that will expand absolutely to completely out of control. And the point in that is that if we want them to behave like us, we have to be the good role models. If we don't do that, be more joyful to everything that we see, it doesn't mean that we should accept everything. That's not my point. My point is, being joyful in the future will create a good future for every one of us. This is what I call leadership, some of it, not all of it, but some of it.
Okay, and this will also help in your career in the workplace, right?
I mean, if you're always joyful, I'm not talking about you being a fool, but even that will help you. But the point is that if you're more joyful in your job, it would be very difficult for other people around you to tell you that you're a stupid idiot. And especially if you also have the self-discipline to take your professional skills up to what I call the mastery level. If you take your professional skills up to the mastery level and are joyful, I'm quite sure that each and everyone would like to be together with you. And that will actually promote you, whatever you like or not. This idea about getting a promotion is something that should come naturally. This is not something that other people should do to you. I mean, it's your life. You have to be joyful. It's not your boss. And whoever your boss are, it'll be very difficult for him if you are at the what I call the elite level of practicing joy and professional mastery. It will be very difficult for him to keep you down. And if he keeps you down, you are ended up in the wrong company. The only thing you should do is to change your company to a different place, or maybe even start together with some people around you that feel you're a good guy or a good human being, and then start up something that is very joyful, where you get all your energy from. Each and every one of you feel this is the way of life, and then just go ahead. That's it.
All right, well, thank you, Siegfried Andersen, for this unique insight. And
that's a pleasure. I'll definitely look forward to talk to you again.
Okay.
No problem.
So, and this, just to end off, this is also one of the things that you'd like to bring forward on your courses, this leadership and the practicing of this, or what?
That's the only thing I talk about. That's the elite practice of leadership.
Okay.
And there's a lot of things in that. I mean, this is just 15 minutes, half an hour you can listen to me here, and that will not give you, I'll just give you a little glimpse of what is going on and how I think about this.
Yeah.
But there's much more to come. And I have, if I really should tell you these things, you have to join my training. Because it's not something you should listen to, it's not something you should read about, it's something you have to experience. Leadership is experience, and in leadership, each and everyone has to experience with that. And start being more joyful. You can just be at home, at least when you're together with your dog or your kids. Maybe it's a little bit difficult for you to start in the office every morning and be joyful from the first minute you show up. But why not? It's your life. It's not mine. It's yours. So if you want to be a miserable, feel it's miserable, whatever you do, you're welcome. I'll not come and rescue you. You have to do that yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you again. And remember to check out K.F. Andersen on the web by searching K.F. Andersen Leadership. You can go there and book a course. There's also some YouTube videos if you search the same thing on YouTube. And just generally, thank you for watching.